Today we call this second Sunday of Easter Divine Mercy Sunday, but that's not the way it used to be called. In ancient times, this was Dominica in Albis, the Sunday in white. It was called this way because this was the last day that the neophytes, the newly born in baptism, would return to church dressed in their white gowns. And so the church would be filled with people dressed in white, and hence the title Dominica in Albis. It also had another funny name. This was also called Quasimodo Sunday. I'm not kidding you. The reason is that as the neophytes came back to church, they would be welcomed by the assembly singing Quasimodo Geniti Infantes, just like newborn babies, come and receive the spiritual milk, which is a quote, if I'm not mistaken, from the first letter of Peter. It's actually, if you check your missalette, page 3, the entrance antiphon still has this quote, like newborn babies, come and receive the spiritual milk. So this was called the Quasimodo Sunday. And yes, that's why the Hunchback of Notre Dame is called Quasimodo. He was abandoned on the steps of the Cathedral of Notre Dame on Quasimodo Sunday, and he got that name. Interesting detail. So Dominica in Albis, Quasimodo Sunday, now we call it Divine Mercy Sunday. It was Saint Pope John Paul II who established Divine Mercy Sunday. It was the Jubilee year 2000, when he canonized Saint Faustina Kowalska, the Polish nun who had mystical experiences, mystical revelation of the Lord, asking her to promote devotion to Divine Mercy. We have a painting of the Divine Mercy to my right on that wall. The risen Lord, one hand raised in blessing, the other touching his wounded heart, from which blood and water flow, the symbols of baptism that saved us, that cleaned us, and his blood that saved us. Well, that's why Divine Mercy Sunday is the Sunday where we are invited to trust in the Lord. The prayer by Saint Faustina is written right at the bottom of that painting. Jesus, I trust in you. Why do I trust you? Because you gave your life for me and you rose from the dead to bring us forgiveness. Jesus shows up in today's gospel in the midst of his disciples, and for 3 times he tells them, peace be with you. The word he uses is shalom. Not just, peace as absence of war, but true inner peace that only comes from forgiveness. We're invited today to have the same trust that God is forgiveness. Talking about trust, let me share with you a little story about a French funambulist, a tightrope walker. In the 1800s, he was called Charles Blondin. It was not his real name, it was his stage name, but he became famous because, if I'm not mistaken, in the year 1859, he put a rope on the Niagara Falls and was the first one to cross the Niagara Falls walking on a rope. He attracted thousands of people. He did not cross only once, but over and over again. Once he was blindfolded. Once he carried, if I'm not mistaken, his manager on his back. Then once he carried a wheelbarrow. He pushed a wheelbarrow filled with potatoes or something. When he got to the other side, people exploded in an applause. And he asked, so do you believe I can do it? Yes, they said. Well, then I want a volunteer to sit on the wheelbarrow and I'll take you to the other side. Nobody volunteered. You know, that's the difference between having faith in Jesus that he can do it, and trusting in Jesus, putting myself in his hands. That's what divine mercy is about, is trusting in the Lord, is sitting on that wheelbarrow and let Jesus take you over the waters of death. To celebrate this Divine Mercy Sunday and also to mark the Year of Mercy, we have added a painting here in church. I don't know if you noticed, to my left hand. Let me tell you a little bit about that painting. It's a replica. The original painting is called Forgiven by an American artist, Thomas Blechier. By the way, it's a Protestant artist. I guess Protestants are also starting to use images after all, because they are a good way of explaining the gospel. It makes sense. It's a gospel that even those who cannot read understand. Well, this replica was painted by a person that I personally knew, Viktor Tsiganko. He was born in Ukraine. He told me stories about his parents who ended up in a gulag, in a forced labor concentration camp in Russia. He himself suffered great abuses, Victor, and ended up in New York as a refugee. But he suffered schizophrenia. So when I and Father Gianni met Victor, he was trying to sell his paintings in Soho on East Broadway in New York. We liked his style, and to help him, we started commissioning paintings, things that we could use for our religious education program. He actually came over to Bushwick in Brooklyn and painted murals all over our school backyard. Then we asked him to make a replica of this painting, Forgiven. If you look at it, it's filled with symbolism. The black backdrop is a symbol of sin. The Gospel of John says, well, the first letter of St. John says, God is light. In him there is no darkness. And Jesus is light from light. The prologue of the Gospel of John says that the light came into the world, but we preferred darkness. That's it. That's the darkness that we see in that painting. It's the darkness of sin. And you see there, this young man is a contemporary figure. He's holding a mallet and a spike. Obviously, he's the one that nailed Jesus to the cross. But now you see the result of his guilt. He has not even the strength to stand on his feet. And the expression on his face is of sadness, of despair, of giving up, really. It is Jesus, the risen Lord, who holds him up. And if you notice, Jesus' hands are really, really strong. Jesus' left hand holds him up. His right hand is on the young man's heart. Jesus' hand is wounded, but it's healing a wounded heart. You see a river of blood flowing. That's Golgotha. That's the place where Jesus gave us his forgiveness, gave us new life. But you see, the blood is surrounded by lilies. Lilies are the Easter flowers. They are the celebration of Jesus' resurrection. There was an old saying, an old tradition, that everywhere where Jesus' blood, drop of blood fell, lilies flourished. So that painting, Forgiven, is there, and we put it as close as possible to the confessional, the place where we go to find mercy. We will leave that painting here in church for the rest of this Jubilee year, so that every time we come in, we can either looking at that painting on my left or the Divine Mercy on my right, we may be reminded that we are invited to trust, to sit on that wheelbarrow and allow Jesus to carry us. Amen. mistaken, his manager on his back. Then once he carried a wheelbarrow, he pushed a wheelbarrow filled with potatoes or something. When he got to the other side, people exploded in an applause. And he asked, "So do you believe I can do it?" "Yes," they said. "Well, then I want a volunteer to sit on the wheelbarrow and I'll take you to the other side." Nobody volunteered. You know, that's the difference between having faith in Jesus that he can do it and trusting in Jesus, putting myself in his hands. That's what divine mercy is about, is trusting in the Lord, is sitting on that wheelbarrow and let Jesus take you over the waters of death. To celebrate this Divine Mercy Sunday and also to mark the Year of Mercy, we have added a painting here in church. I don't know if you noticed, to my left hand. Let me tell you a little bit about that painting. It's a replica. The original painting is called Forgiven by an American artist, Thomas Blechier. By the way, it's a Protestant artist. I guess Protestants are also starting to use images after all, because they are a good way of explaining the gospel. It makes sense. It's a gospel that even those who cannot read understand. Well, this replica was painted by a person that I personally knew, Viktor Tsiganko. He was born in Ukraine. He told me stories about his parents who ended up in a gulag, in a forced labor concentration camp in Russia. He himself suffered great abuses, Victor, and ended up in New York as a refugee. But he suffered schizophrenia. So when I and Father Gianni met Victor, he was trying to sell his paintings in Soho on East Broadway in New York. We liked his style, and to help him, we started commissioning paintings, things that we could use for our religious education program. He actually came over to Bushwick in Brooklyn and painted murals all over our school backyard. Then we asked him to make a replica of this painting, Forgiven. If you look at it, it's filled with symbolism. The black backdrop is a symbol of sin. The Gospel of John says, well, the first letter of St. John says, God is light, in him there is no darkness. And Jesus is light from light. The prologue of the Gospel of John says that the light came into the world, but we preferred darkness. That's it. That's the darkness that we see in that painting. It's the darkness of sin. And you see there, this young man is a contemporary figure. He's holding a mallet and a spike. Obviously, he's the one that nailed Jesus to the cross. But now you see the result of his guilt. He has not even the strength to stand on his feet. And the expression on his face is of sadness, of despair, of giving up, really. It is Jesus, the risen Lord, who holds him up. And if you notice, Jesus' hands are really, really strong. Jesus' left hand holds him up. His right hand is on the young man's heart. Jesus' hand is wounded, but it's healing a wounded heart. You see a river of blood flowing. That's Golgotha. That's the place where Jesus gave us his forgiveness, gave us new life. But you see, the blood is surrounded by lilies. Lilies are the Easter flowers. They are the celebration of Jesus' resurrection. There was an old saying, an old tradition, that everywhere where Jesus' blood, drop of blood fell, lilies flourished. So that painting, Forgiven, is there, and we put it as close as possible to the confessional, the place where we go to find mercy. We will leave that painting here in church for the rest of this Jubilee year, so that every time we come in, we can, either looking at that painting on my left or the Divine Mercy on my right, we may be reminded that we are invited to trust, to sit on that wheelbarrow and allow Jesus to carry us. Amen.